Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. This psalm is familiar to most of us. It conjures up a picture of heaven, but it's also an image of the life that God wants for us even on this earth. Bad things happen in the world. Bad things can happen to us, from minor annoyances to deep personal tragedy. Yet, even in the unpleasantness of life, we can still partake of the riches of a life-giving relationship with God. We can still find peace in Him. God wants for us a life that is full of joy and peace despite difficulties and trials. The psalm clearly states that life will not be without hardships. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You set a table before me in front of my enemies. Yes, there will be dark valleys and enemies to contend with, but if we trust in the Lord's saving action in our lives, He will comfort and protect us. And who are our enemies? Certainly there are people whom we might call enemies. Sometimes they are family members, sometimes co-workers. Sometimes it's people in our lives who have deeply wounded us. Sometimes it's simply the guy who cuts you off in traffic. Some people hurt us on purpose, and some people hurt us inadvertently. The hurts and difficulties of life can leave us believing lies about ourselves and other people. And those lies ultimately come from our enemy, the devil. Jesus called Satan the father of lies for a reason. Satan's main weapons are lies. Demons are extremely efficient. The most amount of damage for the least amount of effort. Lies are the ideal tool. The typical tactic of the enemy is to plant a lie in our minds and then sit back and laugh as we destroy ourselves by believing it. So what kinds of lies are we talking about? It may be the lie that you're worthless, that you're unloved and alone. Or perhaps you believe the lie that people are talking behind your back, that you're not in the in crowd, that there's something wrong with you. Maybe it's the lie that life is meaningless and that you're condemned to have your dreams always thwarted. Or is it the lie that you're cursed, or that somehow you're shameful, or that God will never forgive you for what you've done? There are all sorts of lies that bombard us every moment from those little voices in our ear. And the trouble is that we think these notions are somehow true, that they are simply what we think of ourselves. Often we don't treat lies as coming from outside of ourselves, but rather as an integral part of our experience of life. But in reality, the lies we believe about ourselves and others are an attack coming at us from outside, and they should be resisted. In fact, they must be resisted if we are to maintain our peace in the Lord. When we repeatedly believe lies, they can end up dominating our lives and binding us so that we have no freedom. We end up putting constraints of all sorts on the way we relate to people. We build barriers between ourselves and other people out of fear and self-preservation to prevent ourselves from being hurt again. And often these coping mechanisms can result in sinful ways of thinking or acting. We're not free and we're not at peace. Jesus comes to free us from lies. The truth, he says, will set us free. And what is the truth? Jesus says we will find the truth if we abide in his word. What is his word? What is the message that he came to deliver to us when he came to earth? He came to tell us the truth that we are adopted into God's family. You are a beloved son or daughter of the Father. Jesus' word to you is, be not afraid. The truth is that you don't have to live a life of fear of what other people think or fear of being hurt by others. Jesus came to heal and restore you to health. The truth is that God is a place of refuge and strength from the hurts that life may inflict upon you. All of us long for rest from the troubles of life. But so often, moments of rest are few and far between. Many of us are tired in body, in mind, or in spirit, and we yearn to lie down in green pastures, to be led by Jesus beside still waters, to have our soul restored. Many of us are suffering in various ways through the circumstances of our lives, because of our relationships, because of worry about finances or the future, or because of work concerns. But perhaps a lot of the time our anxiety and distress is of our own making. Are we worrying unnecessarily? We worry and fret over many things, but few are needed. In fact, only one: entrusting ourselves to God's mercy and love and resting in him. That rest and that peace can be ours even in the midst of sadness, turmoil, and discomfort. One way of finding rest in the Lord is through prayer. Can we take some time each morning to pray before the Lord, just to be in his presence and focus on him? All that ever comes from God is love, and spending a few minutes in prayer each day is a good way of steeping ourselves in that love. We are all busy, but finding the time to pray might well make the difference between having a day that is full of worry and fear and having a day that is peaceful. And then, if we can also find a few minutes or even a few moments several times a day to step aside and reconnect with the Lord, even for a few seconds, we can maintain that peace. This simple regime of prayer is the key that the saints found to becoming holy, to finding joy in the Lord, and to experiencing the fulfillment that each of us hankers after in this life. Let's pray right now. Lord, my bones cry out to you for rest. Lead me beside the cool, soothing, restful waters of your love. Only you can show me the sure path to your heavenly kingdom through the tangle of this world of sin and sickness, with its transitory joys and the wilting fruits of its labours. There is nothing in this world that I need to fear, because I know of your constant fatherly care smiling upon me even in the midst of suffering and pain. For even though the world is against me and ruthless evil may bear down upon me, you are ever present, reminding me that I am not alone, that indeed you are my portion and cup. You are my light in the darkness, my solace in sorrow, and my guide in the maze of this world. Lead me, kindly light, with mercy and goodness, up to my true home in the heavens, where I will dwell with you forever in the company of the blessed saints and angels, to praise and glorify you, Lord of heaven and earth. Amen.